Well, hello there. This is Gail Carriger, and I have a special for you today, and it's some recommendations on queer romance. It's Pride, so I thought I'd drop some audio for you. Here it is. So I like my books cheerful, charming, and happy with a strong romance thread, so that's what I've chosen for you today, mostly. However, there is a whole glorious mess of super fabulous queer fantasy out there that deals in darker themes and has more violent tendencies. If that's your jam, then happy hunting. But meanwhile, I'm hoping that I can interest you in the sunny side. First up, I have The Lightning Struck Heart by T.J. Klune. This book has so many things I adore in a fantasy. Extremely snarky gay boy main character, lots of awesome magic, horny, hornless unicorns with a thing for scarves and dragon BDSM. Okay, maybe I didn't know I wanted that last one, but I do now. Honestly, this book is hilarious. No, really, I was reading it the other night and actually crying with laughter. It's that funny. This is basically my nerdy heart's ideal beach read. Are you looking for Pratchett, only gay, and a touch crew? Well, here you go. I hear the audiobook is pretty stellar as well. My next pick is Sword Masters by Selena Rawson. This is the story of a woman with a very particular set of skills and some seriously dangerous secrets. Tarius infiltrates not only a school for swordsmen, but a foreign culture in an effort to build alliances and defeat a common enemy. Disguised as a man, she's forced, eventually, to marry a woman and must face the consequences of her own lives on a personal as well as a professional level. So, yeah, killer lesbians with lots of sword fighting and bonus cross-dressing. What's not to love? Next, I have Bitterwood by Rowan Speedwell. Those of you who know me know that I recommend this book a lot. It's one of my favorite comfort reads. This is classic old-school fantasy romance with soldiers and wizards, kings and crowns and magical beasts, only gay. Like, very gay. The setting is cold and harsh, and it becomes a character itself, which folds around the honor and standing of those who choose to live bleaker lives. It gets a bit sexy at times, but if that's okay with you, then this deft handling of an atmospheric fantasy meets older men is really a great read. Next, I've chosen Night of Ghosts and Shadows by Mercedes Lackey. Yes, we're going old school here. This was one of the very first books I ever read that had a polyamorous triad at its heart. Lackey wrote urban fantasy before it was cool and did it with her usual charm and aplomb, not to mention a few subtle jabs at various dominant cultural paradigms. If you want your elves in LA and bumming about the Renaissance Fair, then this book is for you. The romance is very light, but it's still present, and this book has, for my money, the most romantic ending ever scribbled. And now for something different, a debut author, or definitely a newer author, who's come onto my radar recently, K.L. Noon, and their book, A Demon for Midwinter. This is a sweet and charming gay paranormal romance set in an incredibly well-conceived urban fantasy world. So for those of us who like a solid romance with our urban fantasy, this one features some of my favorite tropes that include May to December romances, hidden identity, rock stars, and the boss-employee dynamic. So yeah, get your trope on with this book. What can I say, except that this is one of those stories where I spent the second half of the book grinning like a lunatic, so I kind of have to recommend it. Very much well established in the niche but swimming arena of shifter romance, gay shifter romance, we have Charlie Cochet, or Cochet, I'm afraid I don't know how to pronounce it, the first book in their series, Hell or High Water. This is the third series, and it features genetically altered shifter humans, mostly cats, and their various romances in an elite military task force in an alternate world urban fantasy. The hero of the first book is Dex, a normal human cop obsessed with gummy candy. I can't imagine anyone not loving Dex, as he brings ridiculous banter to a whole new level. The concepts and consequences behind the emergence of shifters are thoroughly explored and very well drawn. Plus, there are mysteries to be solved, identities to explore, and battles to be fought in each installment of the series. The series can get pretty rough and violent and also very erotic, so I'm gonna just throw trigger warnings all around for Koshe's third series. Now we have Black Dog Blues by Rice Ford. This is, as of this recording, unfinished series, but I still highly recommend this first installment. Kai is my favorite type of main character. Tough, scrappy, outcast, and he's a snarkmonger extraordinaire. He's swimming in snark, squishing about happily and not caring if he drowns everyone, including himself, with his vicious wit. He's also bisexual, or pansexual, or species sexual in this particular urban fantasy. The world building in the series is based on a clear and simple concept that the Fae realm and ours collided, destroying much of each other and leaving behind this sort of weird apocalyptic California filled with vicious dragons and other pests, and lost elf cities merged on top of or inside of our own. This leaves behind humans who are only just surviving, elves who are slowly fading away, and each becoming sort of fetishized for the other. Of course, this world is a metaphor for Kai himself, because he is a merged creation, annihilated and mutated in the act of birth, but possibly greater than the sum of his parts. I'm gonna delve into young adult briefly with Not Your Sidekick by C.B. Lee. So if you want your fantasy with a dose of superheroes, or should I say maybe not quite superheroes, then this book is for you. Jess, our main character, has no superpowers, despite a heritage that would suggest that she should have them. She takes on this internship to get her college applications in order. Unfortunately, the internship turns out to be with the local supervillain. Fortunately, the internship is with her crush, Abby. So basically everyone has super secrets and unexpected depths in this really charming young adult book. And finally, we'll end with The Lodestar of Yes by Amy Ray Durson. This is a gay romance meets high fantasy. Literally high fantasy, as half the setting is in a series of floating islands way up above the ocean. This made it feel almost but not quite steampunk as well, which of course I really love. This is an enemies to lovers romance, and it seems deceptively simple, but it's actually full of, like, incredibly delicate handling of themes like PTSD, the politics of invasion, arranged marriages, and the handling of refugees. This all takes place in a setting that is spine-tingling and glorious, and the romance is delightful. It's also free on most platforms, so in digital form, I highly recommend checking out this book. So, those were my recommendations on this little brief Interrupt Your Day podcast. The Lightning Struck Heart by T.J. Klune, Sword Masters by Selena Rossin, Bitterwood by Rowan Speedwell, Night of Ghost and Shadows by Mercedes Lackey, A Demon for Midwinter by K.L. Noon, Hell and High Water by Charlie Koshe, Black Dog Blues by Rice Ford, Not Your Sidekick by C.B. Lee, and The Lodestar of Yes by Amy Ray Durson. This has been Gail Carriger. If you like the sound of my voice, I have a travel podcast as well where I talk about travel hacks, tips, and tricks. It's called 20 Minute Delay, and that's 20, the number 20, and check it out on wherever fine podcasts are found.